Oh, this is from the radio. 29th of May to pick up Paul Harvey.
Stand by for news.
And it offers you significant savings compared to the same protection bought piecemeal. Call Stern Roseberry and Associates Agency, 1301 Division Street, for all the facts on this farm and ranch policy. Phone 252-8491.
You heard yesterday about that explosion and fire at an oil rig some 12 miles offshore in the Gulf near Galveston, Texas. There was loss of life, missing men. On top of that, an oil storage tank on the platform of the oil rig broke open and poured oil into the Gulf. Now the oil is moving onto a mile stretch of Galveston's beaches. The Coast Guard is calling for hay to help absorb the oil from the beaches. Each wave coming into the beach near Galveston seems to bring another flood of oil. The odor is penetrating. But, of course, where the beaches are clean near Galveston, the kids and surfers are having a fine time starting the Memorial Day weekend. Word from Saigon, South Vietnamese troops beat off a large-scale attack by the North Vietnamese at an artillery base in the north of South Vietnam. Artillery fire drove off the enemy. The South Vietnamese say the enemy left 77 dead. In Cambodia, both American and South Vietnamese forces continue to dig up weapons and caches of supplies. Howard Tuckner, an ABC correspondent in Phnom Penh, Cambodia, says his sources there tell him that South Korea is getting ready to reestablish diplomatic relations with Cambodia, and that some army units from South Korea have been alerted to be ready to go to Cambodia if Cambodia asks for South Korean help. President Nixon is at the San Clemente White House in California this morning. He spoke to more than 80,000 people at a Billy Graham rally in Knoxville, Tennessee last night before flying out to Southern California. Senator Edward Kennedy, he says that he will not run for president in 1972. You ask him about 1976, Kennedy won't say. The state of New Jersey wants to crack down on four of its most populous counties because of pollution. The state's attorney general wants to stop all further construction. Stop it in those four counties until they stop, in turn, polluting New York Harbor. The SALT talks at Vienna. The 12th meeting lasted just 40 minutes this morning. Next meeting on disarmament, next Tuesday, in Vienna. In the fishhook sector of Cambodia, a May Day call came over the radio. A voice said, "My ship's shot up, my observer's shot up, and I can't see." It was the voice of Warrant Officer John Lanning of New Orleans. Warrant Officer Terry and Batsy of Batavia, Iowa, heard the distress call coming over his radio. There at the base, he raced to his chopper and took off for the area where he knew Lanning had been flying. Batchy found the wandering chopper all right. And even though its pilot couldn't see for the blood streaming down his face, Batchy flew alongside, directed Lanning, and talked Lanning down to a safe landing. They're winding it up today, a week's conference of international experts talking about cancer. It's at Houston, Texas. And today, the doctors are talking about drugs, food additives, pesticides, too, in relation to environmental cancer in man. Dr. Philip Schubick of Omaha says the trouble is there's not enough money put aside to study what the environment does to encourage cancer. That there's too little testing of pesticides and too little testing of industrial pollutants and compounds. And two leading specialists at this cancer conference, this international conference at Houston, two leading specialists conclude that cancer should be considered a disease that can be prevented rather than a dreadful thing that can only be treated after it strikes. Queen Elizabeth dissolved Parliament this morning. That's so the Labour government can go to the country. National elections in Britain on June 18th. English bookies make Labour a 7-4 favourite. Of course, it's legal to bet on just about everything in England. Israeli jets blasted Egyptian military targets in the Suez Canal area. Also, a the Red Sea this morning. Apparently, they were members of an anti-government guerrilla group. A gang of about 30 men seized in a Uruguayan naval depot this morning. They escaped with 700 weapons and a lot of ammunition. That's near Montevideo in Uruguay. The Cambodians say that they discovered the Viet Cong's secret weapon. A new weapon of war that's effective, but one that's unique to say the least. The Cambodian High Command has got out a special message to its men, warning its men to beware of this secret weapon of the Viet Cong. And then they explain. It seems the Viet Cong take toads. You know, the croaking type of toad you see in the garden. They tie those toads' mouths with string and then throw them into the Cambodian camps. And then when the toads try to croak, the sound comes out muffled. The Cambodians think that sound is the enemy talking just outside the camp. Sounds like somebody kind of muttering. So the Cambodians open fire on that sound. The Viet Cong on the outside see where the guns are flashing, and they know just how to attack in turn. Yep, toads. Even the Cambodians admit they're a ridiculous weapon. Flooding in Romania, it could get worse. The Danube River won't crest until between June 2nd and 12th. So far, 146 people are dead, 26 missing in those floods in Romania. Pope Paul plans to visit the Philippines and Australia next November. In Taipei, the talk is that nationalist China may give some non-military aid to the Cambodians. Chiang Kai-shek's China. The surgeon who performed the first human heart transplant in the United States says he's leaving the Maimonides Medical Center in Brooklyn. Dr. Adrian Kantrowitz charges that experimentation was not encouraged at Maimonides, so he's moving on to Detroit to become chief of surgery at Sinai Hospital in Detroit. Dr. Kantrowitz says he'll continue transplants on an experimental level, but he'll also continue work on several devices he's developed. One is a partially mechanical heart. Another device is called a balloon pump to help a heart function after a heart attack. And you've heard of the pacemaker, a pulse rate regulator that's small enough to be implanted into the human body. About 50,000 people are living with pacemakers these days. That, too, was a Kantrowitz development. So for Dr. Adrian Kantrowitz, it's on to Brooklyn, on to Detroit. And more experimentation than he says was possible in Brooklyn. In Bangkok, Thailand, police sources are quoted as saying communist guerrillas have been driven out of four main sanctuaries in 4 weeks. The job was done by a joint Thai-Malaysian force operating along their common border. The enemy had left some of its equipment in one of the sanctuaries captured yesterday. And it turned out that the enemy's communication system included carrier pigeons. Here in New York City, a federal judge has issued an order directing New York City police to protect anti-war demonstrators in any activities over the Memorial Day weekend. The Civil Liberties Union asked for the order, charging that police did not stop construction workers from beating up anti-war protesters on May 8th in the Wall Street area. Washington opponents are trying to put a crimp in the production plans for a supersonic jet plane. And now, in England, the British government has announced plans to ban sonic booms over the British countryside. That could affect the British-French Concorde jetliner now under construction. The British government says Britain is getting too noisy. That noise is perhaps the most persistently annoying of all forms of pollution. Secretary of State William P. Rogers, he's in Madrid, where he met with General Franco. They talked about the U.S. desire to renew its lease on American bases in Spain. Earlier this morning, Rogers called on Prince Juan Carlos, who will become King of Spain and Chief of State when Franco retires. Rogers' next stop is Portugal. GE is the